It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
In our exploration of the subject of Christ and culture, I've tried to make a case for a greater awareness of the cultures of others. However, I don't want to leave you with the idea that differences among cultures are always neutral or acceptable. We need to discern things about a culture that are neutral or positive or perhaps negative. Let's take the case of traditions which are developed, practiced, and valued in all cultures. As Christians, followers of the Lord Jesus, how do we discern among traditions to determine whether they are value neutral, positive, or negative? For example, traditions or practices exist in other countries and cultures regarding which side of the road you drive your car on. Vehicles in North America drive on the right side of the road. In the United Kingdom, for example, they drive on the left side. Is North America right and the UK wrong? I would say this tradition is value neutral. Whether it's the right or the left side we drive on, it really doesn't matter as long as it's agreed. Different cultures develop different traditions to deal with road safety. But here's another tradition. An adult has plenty of money. That adult's aging parents are in desperate need, and they don't have a decent place to live, and they miss a lot of meals. Through some technicality of tradition, the adult child is able to declare his or her money a gift to God. As a result, the money doesn't have to be used to alleviate the poverty of his or her parents. How do you feel about that tradition, and why? Is this as simple as a different culture developing a different tradition, or is this something that is offending a bedrock human value that goes beyond culture? Now, let's pause a minute to consider what we mean by tradition. In the Bible, the New Testament, tradition is the translation of the Greek word paradosis, meaning teachings and practices handed down from one group or generation to another. And it can have moral, ethical, and theological implications. Traditions may be viewed as ways in which a culture does particular things basic to our humanity. We've already provided an example of how culture does road safety. But how do we do communication amongst each other, languages? Whether English, Mandarin, Swahili, Spanish, or whatever. Different ways of speaking. Then we use forks or chopsticks or fingers. That's the way we do eating. We could continue with any number of different ways in which cultures do particular things basic to our humanity, including selecting spouses, adorning bodies, greeting each other, conducting business. For the most part, these traditions are value neutral. But not all traditions are value neutral. Here's an example from the Bible of a value-negative tradition. It involves Pharisees, who were a Jewish group that looked for radical change and renewal through teaching and practicing strict religious and cultural separation. This included exacting adherence to regulations regarding such things as what they ate, kosher or non-kosher, keeping Sabbath, and circumcision. There are numerous confrontations recorded between Jesus and the Pharisees, and here's one such confrontation, where the Pharisees accuse the Lord's disciples of eating with defiled or unwashed hands. Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands? That's their question in Mark 7, verse 5. In response, Jesus criticizes traditions of the Pharisees. Jesus says to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites. As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition." Jesus condemns traditions that contradict commandments of God. Pharisees developed a certain teaching and group of practices to do particular things basic to humanity. Jesus then illustrates his point with one of these traditions. Here's what the Lord says in Mark 7, verses 9 to 13. He, Jesus, said to them, the Pharisees, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, if a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is korban, that is, given to God, then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And many such things you do. Now, this is not as simple as the Jewish culture of that time and place developing a value-neutral tradition to deal with impoverished parents. Their tradition was offending a bedrock human value that goes beyond culture. Their tradition or cultural expression was wrong because it contradicted the fifth of the Ten Commandments, honor your father and your mother, Exodus 20, verse 12. Here are some apostolic insights into tradition. The apostle writes to followers of Jesus in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 2. He writes, now I commend you because you remember me in everything and maintain your traditions even as I delivered them to you. And to the Thessalonians, he says in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 15, so then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, because either by our spoken word or by letter. Paul is writing about doing particular things basic to our humanity as followers of Jesus. For instance, how do we do the Lord's Supper? Different traditions or ways of doing the Lord's Supper have developed in different times and places. Does a local church or Jesus community meet together with bread and cup in remembrance of the Lord Jesus? Does the tradition express the instructions of the Lord, or does it contradict his instructions? See 1 Corinthians 11, verses 17 to 34. Some traditions are value neutral. Other traditions are negative, some positive. Traditions that contradict the desires and commands of the Lord are negative. Traditions that carry out and express the desires and commands of the Lord are positive. Now here's a reflection. Take some time to reflect on some of your own traditions. For instance, what traditions do you or your church community have with respect to baptism, to the Lord's Supper or communion? Are these traditions expressing or contradicting what the Bible says to followers of Jesus? What traditions do you practice in dealing with the poor and marginalized in your community? In deciding how you dress in public, is modesty the test? 1 Timothy 2, verse 9. How do you care for the environment? In conducting business, what's your tradition in speaking about others, whether friends, enemies, or strangers? How do you care for your parents or aged people generally? And what commands, instructions, or desires does God communicate in the Bible on these matters? Are any of your traditions contradicting, ignoring, or limiting what the Lord desires? And how should you be dealing with those traditions? How can you develop traditions in your life, your family, and your community that allow for a full and honest expression of what God desires?
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.